Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a gift online at loe.org or call 800-893-3377 right now. And thanks.
Pesticides bound to the soil. Our land, our home ground, is soil. And soil, that humble, vital basis of all the greenery we depend on, is the subject of this excerpt from the book Home Ground, Language for an American Landscape. Nature writer Barry Lopez and fellow author Deborah Gwartney gathered lyrical descriptions of landscape features in this book. Today, Barry Lopez explains soil.
Soil. Erosion, volcanic eruption, earthquakes, floods, tectonic grinding, landslides, and other natural forces act continuously on the Earth's crustal rock, creating various types of debris, gravel deposits, mud flats in the tidal estuaries of creeks, cobble terraces, and beaches of black lava sand. When chemical agents, such as phosphorus and nitrogen, infuse this debris, and biological entities, including microbes and earthworms, work material into it organic enough to support plants, it becomes soil. A soil that is chemically or organically exhausted, that's been pulverized or become deeply parched, that has been invaded by decomposing rock, or that's been fouled by sewage or industrial pollution to the point where it no longer can support plant life, is called dirt.
That's writer Barry Lopez, who together with Deborah Gwartney created Home Ground, Language for an American Landscape. Coming up, how your food can be your medicine. Keep listening to Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.